Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 7, I cannot believe it, I'm saying 7-20-2021. Well, the year's going by quickly. Things are really coming together very fast. Folks, I don't know the future. I'm not a prophet in that type of description, but I can promise you one thing. We're heading down a road that we're going to see things change so quickly in the next few months. In about every area you think of, that I pray you're walking close to Christ, that you know what His Word says, that you're not going to walk in fear, that your faith is complete in Him, your trust is in Him, because I promise things are going to really get tough in the next few months. But anyway, along those lines, don't forget we're still offering the teaching I just finished up. I'm going to do this for the rest of the month, and I'll quit talking about it. Probably tickle some of y'all, I guess. But America, why will ye die? America, why will ye die? God asked the same thing to Israel in Ezekiel. Why, Israel, why are you killing yourself? Why are you doing this to yourself? He's asking America the same thing as America continues to destroy herself and to ignore the laws of God, spit in His face, mock Him, and ridicule Him, and thinking we're living as free people. Oh my, folks, we are a nation that's so corrupt that you will find us all through the scriptures as corrupting the whole world. Yes, America's in the Bible. You'll hear it referred to in America, Why Will Ye Die? The teaching I did 4 hours long. You'll hear it referred to it in there in prophecy in America. So these things are for real and we're facing them. But tonight we're going to talk to a guest in a couple minutes here about an article she wrote, Fear, Control, and the Authoritarian Abuse of Power. We want to cover that. Before we go to her, though, I'm going to just want to make a mention of a few scriptures because it ties into the night's program. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, we're told that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind. And folks, He's given us a power to overcome fear in Christ. The spirit of fear is not of Christ. If you walk in the spirit of fear, you're walking with Satan. I'm saying just flat up and down. I'm right up and down. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 says, you know, that fear has torment. It has torment. And if walking in fear and not in Christ, well, you're not walking in faith. You're not walking in faith. According to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, you're not walking in faith, you can't please God. Now, fear is a great tool of Satan and his minions. His minions have brought forth fear all over the world. But I would like to have thought that Americans were above that. But obviously, we're not. We're not. We're probably the worst in the world as far as walking in fear. We're going to discuss that tonight about what's been brought upon us in the last several decades, actually, folks. I was talking to the guests before we were on the air, talking about how back in the 50s, we'd all hide under a desk because we heard Russia was going to nuke us. We'd all hide under a desk. And then we went into fear of course, Russia through the Cold War. Now it's fear of China. It's fear of everything around us. It's fear of COVID. And fear has maneuvered us to where we are today. As a matter of fact, Charles Essenstein said this, the primary method by which governments increase the control is by creating fear. Even Hitler knew that. The people need wholesome fear. They want to fear something. They want someone to frighten them and make them feel, stutteringly submissive. Shudderingly submissive. In other words, and when they're shaken, they're submissive. They're scared, they're submissive. This is a whole ball of wax in America today to make us walk in fear. And my friends, my brothers and sisters, look around you. You still see people walking in fear of COVID. And the news media keeps pounding their head. And the masses still watch it and swallow it. That's America today. Our guest tonight is a lady I'm really pleased to get to talk to. Her name is Kelly Nelson. And Kelly and I have talked a while on the phone off and on the last couple of days. And what a sweet lady to talk to. But what a knowledgeable person and a powerful speaker putting forth the truth. Kelly, welcome to the program tonight.
Oh, thank you. I want to mention to you something. If people write to me after they read my article, the email at the bottom is Proverbs 1:33. That's my email logo, okay. And Proverbs 1:33 follows just exactly what you said, Pastor. It says, but whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. There you have it. That's the core.
Amen. Amen. So if you, what we're saying is, if you're walking in fear, you're not dwelling in Christ, are you?
No, because fear doesn't come from God. Fear comes
from
the evil one.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And
I know
people get upset when
they
say that. Oh, it is. It is. And it's a huge commodity. It's worked real well.
Oh, it's worked amazingly well. In fact, it's worked so well, it shocked me at how many people donned the face masks and then stuck their arms out for this horrible injection. And I'll tell you, every time through all of this where we had to wear these masks, I never wore one. If they wouldn't let me in the store, I didn't go in.
Nope.
But when I would see people in the store without a mask, I would say, oh, it's so nice to see your face. And I got a couple of answers from women that really sent me into glory. And one of them was, well, I don't live in China yet. And the other one was, I belong to God. If he wants to take me home, he will do it.
Amen. Yep. Everyone I saw
without
a mask. It's perfect. Everyone I saw without a mask, I took time to walk over and shake their hand and thank them.
Me too. I did.
And if somebody walking down the wrong way in a door, the same way I was walking the wrong way, I'd thank them. I didn't pay attention to airs, didn't pay attention to masks, didn't pay attention to social distancing. And if anybody else around me was doing the same thing, I considered them a hero, and I told them so.
Me too. Now, did you get yelled at? I got yelled at several times.
I never got yelled at. One time, ever. Ever.
Well, I'll
not
tell
yet.
You what. I got yelled at one time by a great big fat guy, and he had to be at least 15 feet from me, so he couldn't have caught anything from me anyway. And I didn't have a mask on, and I was had a cane and was leaning on my grocery cart because I had fallen and broken a hip. And the guy is screaming across the dairy, you know, you are infecting all of us. I said, well, how am I infecting you? Well, you don't have a mask on. You're not protecting us. I said, well, I don't have anything, do you? I said, if you've got something, that mask ain't helping you. The guy started screaming obscenities at me, and I just laughed at him. I said, buddy, you're just a dumb idiot. And one of the grocery managers was standing behind me, and he started laughing so hard he had to run in the back room. And then a couple of days later, he saw me in the grocery again, and he said, tell. I just wanted to tell you I loved what you said to that guy, and I'm so sorry that he was such a rude person. I said, don't worry, I can handle it.
You know, and I mean, if they're wearing a mask, why are they afraid of? They're protected, right?
Yeah. Aren't you already protected? What are you worried about?
I mean, this is
so
what we're
crazy.
Facing. This is what we're facing. It is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, Kelly, this didn't happen overnight. It has taken generations of dumbing down to get us here. It did. Way back when you and I were youngins, and say in the 50s, they make you hide on your desk because it's a drill, because in case we got nuked. I can understand hiding their desk. That's sure going to save our tails in a nuclear war.
Yeah,
anyway,
it was stupid, yeah. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was stupid.
I mean, it was
and people
really
start
stupid.
Buying shelters. People start buying bomb shelters, build them everywhere.
They built underground shelters.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Be nice to have one of those today, maybe. Mm-hmm.
today would be a good time to build one. But to hide from the government. Oh, yes, we are. Well, you go ahead.
Well, you were going to say something. You go ahead.
I was going to say, when you had one today, it might protect us from those knocking on our door, wanting to know if we had a shot yet or not, those underground tunnels, underground shelters.
Yeah. And you know what?
It's a shame. We live in a country where we're waiting for an interview. When someone knocks on your door and intrudes upon your private, personal life and property to try to talk to you and taking a vaccine that is so good for you that they have to bribe you to take it. Now, isn't that insane?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, it's against the Fourth and the Fifth Amendment, and it's against HIPAA. They can't even ask you, but they already know because they've given out all of these receipts that you've had your vaccine. They already know who has and who hasn't had a vaccine. So they're only going to the doors where the people haven't had vaccines. But I've had COVID, so I don't need a vaccine because I've got God's immunity, you know?
That's right.
And my doctor was smart. My doctor fed me azithromycin, which is the Z-Pak, and he gave me prednisone. And prednisone, a corticosteroid, is one of the number one things that stopped the inflammation that started from, you know, everybody that gets COVID, this is something that nobody understands. Everybody that gets COVID, they have the spike protein in the COVID virus, all right? Now, what you get originally, you're going to get over, except for the fact that the spike protein creates in your body an inflammation reaction to fight off the virus and get rid of it, which is normal and which happens with everything you get. You get an inflammation reaction. But with the spike protein in this virus, which proves to you that it was a bioweapon and made in a lab, this makes your inflammation system or the cytokines that create inflammation go crazy, okay? They actually go crazy. And what happens is it acts on your respiratory system and makes people think, the doctors, the nurses, that it's a respiratory disease. It's not. It has nothing to do with a respiratory disease. What it is a massive overwhelming of the body of inflammation to fight off this protein, this spike protein. Okay, here's what happens. Now, and doctors that got together, there's one group, five doctors, and then there's Dr. McCullough from Texas A&M. All of them agree on this. They said what you have to do is cool down that inflammation process, and this saves 85% of the people. And what they did was they gave them massive doses of vitamin C and massive, like prednisone, which is what my doctor gave me, prednisone is an anti-inflammatory, as is vitamin C. Okay? Once they cool down that inflammatory reaction, the patient gets well. But instead, what all these doctors in the hospitals did said, oh, it's respiratory. And what did they do? They put them on oxygen, and then they stuffed a tube down their throat and put them on a ventilator, and it killed them. 80% yep. of the people they put on a ventilator died.
That was part of the plan. We know it was. It was part of the plan. We know that. And now, as you said in your article, the Public Health England information just released a new report, folks, saying that 62% of all deaths associated with COVID is from people who are already vaccinated. 62% have been vaccinated and are dying with COVID. Now, this ought to make you at least stop and think about this.
Well, here's the thing. The vaccine does not protect you from getting COVID. It does not keep you from wearing a mask because you can still spread COVID. It does not stop it from spreading in society. And it does not do anything to save you from dying of COVID. Okay? They're putting out that, oh, if you do get COVID, it's going to be much less. No, it's not. We've got the same number of people dying of COVID if they're treated the same way without being treated by the actual medications in combination that will cure them. They will still die the same way as they died before they had this vaccination. And it's not a vaccination. It's a gene therapy. And
that's right.
They know it. And this whole thing came out in the Rockefeller Foundation over 10 years ago. They had a huge paper. It's in one of my past articles, and it tells the whole plan for what they intended to do and how they intended to depopulate the world, because the United Nations Agenda 21 wants to get the population down by a full 85%. And the Rockefeller Foundation is saying that by 2025, there will only be 95 million Americans.
That's only 4 years from now. I mean, that's not long at all. That's 4 years from now, folks. Think about that. 2025.
It's not even 4 years. It's 3.5.
No, it's almost here. But now they keep saying over half the American people are vaccinated. I doubt that seriously, because 45% of the people in this country, at least that many, say they don't want it.
Have not had it.
No, they're not had it. So I don't think they're anywhere near half, but they're not going to quit until they get it done. But you know what? People understand this, that legally, those who get the vaccine are the unnamed participants in a stage 4 Food and Drug Administration trial. It's experimentation, a stage 4 Food and Drug Administration experiment on the people with these so-called vaccines. Do you want to do that to yourself and children? I'm sure most of the listeners broadcast wouldn't even dream of it. But if you're a brand new listener tonight, and you hear us saying, well, where do people come from? We're quoting you truths and facts. Find them for yourself. They're not hidden. Why would you give this to your child? And I mean, this is unbelievable news that we're seeing happening.
Well, the kids are dying from this vaccine.
They've already killed
335 children. And we just heard a report the other day of a 13-year-old who had his second vaccine and died in his sleep. And they did an autopsy on him, and he had an enlarged heart, an inflamed large heart. Why? Because of this filthy vaccine.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you what, now they're spreading the fact. And this is our former scientist and vice president of Pfizer, Dr. Michael Yeadon, and his buddy Mark Girado of Panda, which you can look it up in my article what Panda is. It's very similar. They have stated that health authorities and mainstream media have been very wary of supposed heightened risks of new variants. Okay, let me tell you the facts about variants. There has not been a bacterial infection or a viral infection ever in the history of the world where a variant is worse than the original. The original, no matter what the variant is, the original is still 99.7% of a variant. That's okay. So you've got, say you had the flu, all right? And they're saying a terrible variant is coming out. Well, if you've had the flu, you've got the antibodies, and that antibody will keep you from getting any variant because the variant is still 99.7% of the original viral sequence. There is only a 0.3% of the entire viral sequence that is different. And your body, made by God, is so smart that it recognizes that this is the same bloomin' virus that you had before because it's 99.7% the same. And it's not going to let you have it. But now they're selling to us that this new Delta variant, oh, it's going to be terrible. We're going to have to put masks on again. We're going to have to isolate. We're going to have to 6 feet apart. We're going to have to close things. You know, this fear factor garbage, I want to scream because all of this comes from the very pit of hell. From God. And to date, there has not been any robust scientific evidence that proves that any variants identified are more transmissible or deadly than the original. And that's a fact. That is a proven fact, proven by a former scientist and the vice president of Pfizer, for heaven's sake.
But thank God some people, at least in other countries, are getting their eyes open. I mean, France is now facing 6 months in jail.
Oh.
Frenchmen, I mean, and business people are facing a year in jail if they don't.
Well, France and Canada have just gone over the edge.
But people in France are getting fed up and starting to say something.
They're starting to fight back.
They are starting to fight back. If we don't, we're going to lose it without even a fight. But, you know, the vaccine adverse event reporting system, or VAERS, they call it, or VAERS.
Well, they're removing some of these now.
They
so
are.
That you don't see all of them.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, folks, in 2018, there were 22 known deaths of vaccines. 22 in 2018.
Yep.
2019, 27. 2020, excuse me, 26. And in 2021, 3,661 known deaths from this vaccine. Now, listen, folks, there was in the 20s up until this year, and now it's going on 4,000 have died from vaccines for sure.
Uh-huh.
So what does that tell you? Why are they shutting down this vaccine? What's going on? Because they want to call the population, and you are nothing but a useless eater, especially if you're too old to go to work. That's just the way it is.
Well,
go ahead,
and remember, the former mayor of Chicago, he worked for Obama. What was his name? Because his brother is the man who said that he thought that everybody at 75 should automatically be put to death. They have no right to live.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
But do you know who he works for now? He's the number one advisor to Dr. Tedros of World Health Organization, the mouthpiece for China.
Oh, my. Oh,
mm-hmm.
my.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is amazing that these facts are not hard to find. And, you know, and I can't
say
this.
No, they're not.
No, if you and I can find them, they're not that well hidden. We can find them. But most people won't take time. You could take this information and hand it to some of your neighbors, and they won't even read it. If they did, they'd say, well, you're crazy. We can trust our government. I mean, can you believe they're that naive?
Well, and here's the thing. When we had the swine flu, what was that, in 76, 25 people died. Okay?
Right.
And immediately, they took it off the market. It was shut down. Stop it. 25 people have died. Well, according to everything I'm reading, and I've got another video from a doctor here in Maryville, which is 20 minutes from me, and he said if you add two zeros to what they're coming out with as the deaths from this vaccine, you might be closer to reality, which means that over was it, 500,000 people have already died of the vaccine.
Yes. But that's not making
Isn't
news
that
at
a,
all.
No. That, and according to the CDC, and this is now only till July 2nd, and here we are on the 20th, 18 days later, almost 3 weeks later, and according to the CDC, from mid-December of 2020 to July 2nd, there were 9,048 Americans who have died from these injections. Now, if you take this one doctor from over here, his name is Artis, that lives over here in Maribel, he said, if you want the truth, add two zeros. Whoa.
Wow.
Well, if you add two zeros to this, that's 904,800 Americans.
Almost a million people.
Yeah.
Almost a million people.
And you know what? They're just like they labeled everybody that died of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, a motorcycle accident, an alligator ate them. If they tested them after they were dead and they had COVID in their bodies, they claimed it was COVID because hospitals got paid more. Okay, now you know what they're doing? Now they're reversing this. So they're saying instead of, oh, yeah, they died from the injections, oh, no. They died from something else. That's what they're doing. They've reversed it. And do you realize that 917 unborn babies following the shots died?
Yes, and it's probably higher than that, though. We don't even know the real numbers, I'm sure of that. But, you know, in your article, you mentioned CNN medical director Dr. Lena Nguyen. Now, folks, listen to this. Suggested on July 10th that President Biden should get behind vaccine credentialing. She said that life needs to be hard. Now, pay attention, because this is important, folks. It's coming down your way. She said that life needs to be hard for Americans who have not received the experimental COVID-19 jab, and individuals who refuse should face weekly testing. Nguyen is a former Planned Parenthood president, and she believes people who don't take the injection should not be allowed to normally go about their lives without any consequences. Folks, this is just heating up. This first wave went through this just a few months ago over this year. This first batch was nothing. You have seen nothing yet.
No.
Believe me, it's
coming. This was the first, I'll tell you. And this is Dr. McCullough, Dr. Peter McCullough from Texas A&M. I mean, his curriculum vitae goes from here to China. He's that credentialed. Here's what he said. This is absolutely the fact. These deaths have been facilitated by a false narrative bent on pushing an all-new, unproven vaccine for a disease that was highly treatable. Yes, it was. We all know it was. The alleged COVID-19 virus is a bioweapon. And guess what? And the vaccines represent phase two of that bioweapon. And that's what they're doing to kill us. And if you read what Dr. Peter McCullough has said, and McCullough is the one that has...
Kelly, hang on that thought through the break. Hang on that thought through the break, okay? Don't go away. Hang on that thought through the break. Folks, back to the break. Your phone calls also at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor. a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Store Foods, the only store food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All right, folks, we are back here. We're talking to Kelly Nelson, and I know this issue for the last several months has been beat to death, but, folks, this is important. I wouldn't bring this COVID issue up as often as I do if it weren't important. Please understand me, please, when I say this. I'm saying this because I really, really care for you. It's not over. They're going to come for you eventually. There's coming a time where you won't be able to buy, sell, or do anything unless you have the proper credentials, which certainly points towards the mark of the beast in the scriptures. And remember this always. Remember this. This is a very important point. Remember this, that whatever the mark is going to end up being totally, it's a commercial mark. Remember that. It's a commercial mark. You can't buy or sell without it. It's commercial. And how many people will panic when they find out they can't go to the grocery store unless they have a COVID vaccine or got tested in the last 2 days? How many people do you think are going to panic when they find out they can't go out and spend time with the grandkids? Already are. There's already the families divided. Families have been divided over this right now. I know personally people who will not go see their relatives because they have not been vaccinated. Now, you were making a point before we went to break, and I'm sorry I had to cut you off during the break, but what were you saying? Do you remember?
Oh, gosh, I forget.
Welcome to my world.
I do. But you know what? Here's the thing. We have gone from flattening the curve in 14 days to 470 days behind closed doors.
Yes.
With masks. And now the brown shoots are coming. That's where we've gone. And I'll tell you honestly, I cannot believe that our President Trump actually appointed a man who never did anything right in 3 years to be the head of the coronavirus task force, who appointed CDC and NIH people who were elitists who have never treated a COVID patient, and they are all good friends with Pelosi and Schumer and China and all of the people who wanted to destroy Trump. And that's what he brought in, and President Trump didn't see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have my own opinion on Trump and all things he said. Nonetheless, we are going down this hill at a very fast pace. Now, this didn't start with Biden. You know this, Kelly, as well as I do. As long as we've been alive, we've watched each administration, every one of them, take us further into socialism, communism. Every one of them has done this. Every one of them has brought in some kind of war on poverty, war on drugs, war, whatever it takes to get the people under control. That's what they do. Now, this is a war on COVID. They're getting the people under control. They're devastating the economy in this country and the world with a simple made-up virus. And the people fell for it. Worldwide, they fell for it.
That's true. That's true. And actually, I would not agree with you that Dwight Eisenhower was a good president either.
Well, no, I didn't say he was good, but I said he warned us about the military complex.
He did warn us on one thing, but I'll tell you about Dwight. Dwight was very tied to General George Marshall, who was very soft on the commies in World War II, and Dwight went right along with him. The only thing that Dwight did that I really strongly agreed with, besides the statement at the end of his office term, was the fact that he made all of the Germans come and see what was done in Auschwitz and Birkenau. And he made them walk through it, and he made pictures be taken so that people would never say it didn't really happen. But other than that, this guy was really a very mediocre president. The last really good president we had, who would you think it was? I would go to Calvin Coolidge. And Calvin Coolidge was president from 1923 to, am I reading this right, 1929. And he was a man of a few words, but he was brilliant in how he led this nation.
Mm-hmm. Well, we haven't. Well, that's way before my time, but I have no doubt that's probably true. But now back up to the day and what's going on now. You can see, I think, I know you see it. I'm sure a lot of the listeners also do. That if you watch any mainline news, I don't care whether it's a local channel or a national channel, whatever it may be, you're seeing them beat this virus again, trying to get people back into a fear mode so they'll start following the orders again. And I still see people, even in the cars, I see people wearing their masks. And
I do too.
I just shake my head. And if I see them, I just shake my head at them. Like, you know, you poor, dumb idiot. I mean, I can't help it. It makes me angry that they're that stupid.
That they're that stupid. They're yes. That much of a lemming. They are following the totalitarian lead. I can't believe how stupid these people are. It just blows my mind. And especially when I see a mask, I have seen fathers and mothers put masks on two and three-year-olds, and I'm thinking, are you people nuts?
They are. They're insane with fear. I mean, fear will make when you're panicked, you cannot think clearly. You know that. You cannot do it, and that's part of the plan. People that are fearful are not thinking clearly. They're not thinking logically. They're reacting in fear. They're not responding in a sensible way. They're reacting. There's a difference between a response and a reaction.
Yep, and that's true.
They're not responding in a sensible manner. If they would stop and think about this, that most doctors, even when this first came out, a lot of doctors saying these masks aren't going to help. They can't help. There's no way they stop the virus.
Until they were told that they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I agree. Mm-hmm. But now,
this is all over the world that this has happened, where they have been told, you kowtow to what we're telling you, or else you're removed from the board, the hospital board, you're removed from your positions, and you will lose your license. And this
That's
has
true.
Happened to men and physicians in America. Now, Dr. Lee Merritt, who I'm sure you've listened to many of her videos, she's absolutely miraculous, was a bioweapons expert and an orthopedic surgeon, and she's in Iowa, and one of my girlfriends who works for the John Birch Society is her patient, and she knows her quite well. And Lee Merritt said at the end of her article in the New American Magazine that had the whole July 5th issue is COVID-19 vaccines a cure worse than the disease? By golly, you're right. It is. Okay, she says, if you are a physician, it is time to choose your allegiance. Will you stand for your patients, or will you hide behind the medical authorities and say someday, I was just following orders?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Absolutely.
And that's
right
exactly on. The same thing that these five doctors and the doctor, what's his name from Texas A&M, McCullough, all of them have said the same thing. This is the problem. The doctors are absolutely avoiding their specific duties. It's like they're all in the twilight zone. They're all doing what they've been told to do, and none of them are caring for their patients. Now, you realize that there are 10,000 physicians who have joined with Dr. Fulmisch of Germany, who speaks perfect English as well, in a lawsuit against all of this that's happened. And that's righteous. I'm glad that that is being done, because this has really destroyed the world. But you realize 40% of our small businesses are gone and they will never return?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Guess who gained with that? The big box stores. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. That's very, very true.
And guess who the very big true. Box stores support? It's certainly not conservatives.
Well, folks, I think you've seen and heard enough already that you know what we're saying is true. And if you want to add anything to it, you're welcome to call in. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I'm going to ask, listeners, I want to ask you this. If you know someone who got the vaccine and they got sick from it, or maybe they're doing fine. If you know somebody got the vaccine and is showing some kind of side effects, I'd like to hear from you. I mean, it's better to have first-hand witnesses. It truly is.
Yeah.
And I know my own family, some people got the vaccine, and they have had health issues since then. Maybe nothing is deadly yet. But from what I understand and read in other places from other doctors, it could be 6 months to 3 years out before this really does a lot of damage to you. So as you said,
yeah.
In 4 years, 3.5 years, they want down less than 100 million people in this country. So it makes sense. 3 years out, they're dead. Makes perfect
well,
sense.
See, what it does, it destroys your immune system. That's what it does, just like what I explained that this virus does with the spike protein to your immune system, and why they kept thinking it was a respiratory disease. I lost two friends because of this, because they didn't know what they were doing. It was early on, and they put them on ventilators, and both of them died. It was
wow.
Stupid. Had they been given prednisone and vitamin C and ivermectin and even HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, early on, they would. You know that one of our great heroes in this country has been on hydroxychloroquine for 30 years. Why? Because hydroxychloroquine is good for three things. This was the three things. It was lupus, malaria, and arthritis. And what do a lot of military men get? Malaria.
Yes. Yes.
So they take hydroxychloroquine every day. So this man walked around and spoke to people all over the country, never wore a mask anywhere, and never was touched by it. Why? Because he was taking the prophylactic that kept him from ever being touched by this virus. And you know what? They knew it, and they wouldn't let it out, because their goal was not to cure people. Their goal was to get this vaccine out so the elite and the globalists could make mega bucks because these drugs that we had, they're cheap and they cure you quick. And they
certainly didn't want that.
Yep.
They work. That's a fact.
That's right.
That's exactly why, because it's all about the dollar. It always is about the dollar.
It's always about the dollar. And you know what? Within this article that you're talking about that came out last Tuesday, a week ago today, there's a picture of a billboard put up by Sidney Powell, who is the owner of DefendingTheRepublic.org. And it's magnificent because it's got a picture of a needle with drops dripping from it, and it says, "Know the facts before you vax." And then it says, "A vaccine with over 9,048 deaths is not safe and effective." Isn't that fabulous? She's got billboards all over the country going up. When you support Defending the Republic, that's what you give to. You are warning the people of a terrible thing that will happen to them if they're injected with this filth.
Again, I want to open the lines up. Folks, you know, speaking of the vaccine, I like to know what happened to them. I truly, well, you know, this, when the vaccines first started being pushed several months ago, a young nurse in Kentucky, just not too far from where I live, took the vaccine, and a few minutes later was up speaking to the press, and she passed out right on the floor.
She passed out,
She went out, and I understand she died. Then the news came and said, no, she didn't die. She's still alive. And I thought, well, if she's still alive.
She died two days later. That was here in Tennessee.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was Kentucky. It was Tennessee. I'm sorry.
It was here in Tennessee, and yes, she did die 2 days later.
But the news said she didn't die. She's back to work, you know. And I said, "Well, if she's back to work, if she's alive, show her again on TV. You know, let us see her again. You know,
let us know she's alive because she's gone." Well, you know, there's another thing it was Dr. Merrick and his colleagues who learned how to cool the overheated immune system that we talked about. Okay, and. I'll tell you, there's something very interesting about this, because there were five doctors, including Merrick, who really should have the Nobel Prize in Medicine for what they did. And what happened was, and I've got their protocol in this article, well, it might be in my next article, I've got their protocol included, and it includes their ivermectin protocol. And now we are hearing that if you have taken the vax, ivermectin will stop the proliferation of the spike protein in your body and save your health.
That's good news.
So, and hear this, because people don't hear this. Ivermectin is safer than Tylenol. And it's one of the safest drugs ever given to humanity. And 3.7 billion, with a B, doses have been administered over 40 years. Okay?
Wow.
Go ahead. Ivermectin is even used to kill cancer tumors. Now, I'll tell you what I use ivermectin for once a month with my dogs. It's for HeartGuard, so they don't get heartworm. And right on the box, it says ivermectin.
Wow. You know, but what you just said, though, is so important. So you're saying that this can reverse the vaccine problems that people may have? This can help stop it?
Yes, and you can order this in any size and any quantity you want via India. And you go through their office in Los Angeles and you send them a check or however way you want to pay, and they will send you from India, $20 shipping no matter how much you order from India, the ivermectin 12 milligram is pretty standard for up to 150 pounds. If you're 200 pounds, you might want 18 milligram. But if you want to take this, number one, if you have COVID, you take it one day, you wait 48 hours, take it another day, and then you take one a week for 10 weeks. And that same kind of protocol is used if you want to stop the proliferation of the spike protein in your body from the injection.
And how do you contact this company?
Well, if I were to tell this on the air, they'd probably go bonkers. But it's I can send it to you in email, and
please do that.
And you can put it out to various people. But it's an India company, but they have, and you know what? The people you talk to are Indians, but they're British. They're British Indians. And they have
well, send that to
accents.
Me. That's very important. Send that to me because I definitely want some. I want to store some here. I want to have
well,
an ASAP.
I mean, okay, if you order 90 12-milligram ones, and then you could cut it in half if somebody weighs more than 150 and give them 18 milligrams. But it's $142.50 and $20 for shipping for 90 pills. Okay?
And that's
cheap.
Anything. Yes, it is.
That's cheap. And you can keep them in the drawer. Then if you've got a good friend or a family member that gets sick, you've got it. Here you go. Let me give you 12 of these. It will take care of you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you be sure to get this to me. Please don't forget, all right? Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Georgia and talk to Tom. Tom, come on in. Welcome. Thanks for the call.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
What's your guest name?
Kelly. Kelly Nelson.
Kelly, I'm not poo-pooing anything you have to say, but there's a gentleman named David Icke, and he's not a Christian, he's not a doctor, but he is dedicated to freedom of mankind, and he studied this thing, and I'm leaning towards what he says in that there is no virus. The virus is the fear. The virus is the media. The whole purpose of driving people into the fear was to drive them to the shots. And I had something in December of 2019 that it was some kind of illness that came on me that threw me down for like 24 hours. And I don't know what it was, but
I bet it was.
Before the test, they were just labeling whether it was flu, pneumonia, they were labeling everything COVID. And then after the test, which are faulty, the PCR test, if you run it in a cycle of 30, it's not going to say anybody has it. If you run it in a cycle above that, it's going to say everybody's got COVID. So I'm not sure that there is a virus. I think they gave us the cul-de-sacs of...
Let me stop you. Number one, they have never proven there is a virus. They have actually taken samples from COVID lungs, people who died of it and people who were sick from it. And they sent it to labs in California, all over in these famous Placido Sinai everywhere, okay? You know what it showed? It never showed, not once, COVID-19. What it showed was, now listen, type A and type B flu. That's what this is. But here's the key. This is a bioweapon-made flu that has an addition into it and gain of function by Fauci. I don't care how many times he lies to Congress. Fauci was responsible, and that's been proven. He funded them. After this was moved from the University of Carolina, Chapel Hill, when the government said, we don't want this garbage in the country, get it out of here, and the NIH, under Fauci's division, sent it to Wuhan Lab. You realize that all of our bioweapon labs in America have Chinese people within them. Do you know that? Okay. That's how cross-functioned we are. Now, let me tell you about David Icke. He is not a Christian, and he believes that all of us came from a reptile nation long ago, and, you know, God didn't create us. So as for David Icke, he may be right on some things, and he's right on this. There is no proof that this has ever been found, ever. It has never been isolated, not anywhere in the world.
Exactly.
However,
Will I listen to David Icke with what he thinks? It's like me listening to Simon Parks, who thinks his mother is a 9-foot green alien from outer space. I'm not listening to these people because they're whack jobs. Okay? But even if they come across with something true, fine. They're true on one piece. But that's like saying, okay, I'm going to drink this drink even though it has a drop of poison in it. No, thank you. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I agree with that, but I also listen to Louis Farrakhan, and I agree with about 80% of what he says until he goes to the bigotry and talking about the mothership and all that silliness. But you know, when he talks about the Federal Reserve, he's right on the money, so to speak.
Well, you know,
you can find a lot of people that are right on the money, and they are godly people who know the rest of the story, and they're not off in la-la land on most of the stuff that they're telling you. And I will not listen to anybody that is a Jew hater and wants to kill whites.
Mm. You know, but this is something that you, and Tom, I've heard, I know David Icke. I've heard him talk a lot of that for radio shows. And a lot of things he said is true, but be careful of the spring you drink your water out of. I mean, you know, a bitter spring can't bring forth sweet water and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful. I'm not saying
that
he is not correct. Just be careful.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but I also believe in Gerald Celente. I don't believe in him, but I believe what Gerald Celente says, that you should take in as much knowledge as you can, throw out the bad, and keep the good.
Again,
yeah,
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but too many people are not smart enough to know the difference.
That's the key. Satan always, almost always, tinges a lie with a half-truth. It's like he did in the garden, you know. And so you're wise enough to catch it. You're wise enough to catch it, and I appreciate that. But a lot of people are not. So
your foundation has to be Christ, and the Holy Spirit has to guide you into what is the truth.
And most people don't have that. That's the sad part.
But you always look for the truth. Or what is offered as news, and then decide for yourself based on your relationship with Christ as to what is true.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Good call, Tom. Good call. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good call.
Thanks a bunch,
my friend. We're down about the last 2 minutes. What do you want to say in closing, Kelly?
You know what? You don't want to hear, "Oh, surely you shall not die." Okay? That's why I don't listen to false prophets. I don't want to hear, "Surely you shall not die. Just take a bite of this." And then she turns to her sweetheart and she says, "Here, honey, taste this." How many times have wives done that to their husbands? "Honey, taste this." See? I don't want to be in that park. I'll stay with the guys that I think are telling the whole truth, not just pieces. You see what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
A real bad situation here that I want to tell you about before we get off the air.
About one minute, gotta hurry.
Okay. Prominent physicians and scientists around the world believe that Dr. Merrick and all of his people deserve the Nobel Prize. I said that. But here's what happened. Emmy Award-winning publicist Joyce Kamen of Cincinnati and former CBS News correspondent Betsy Ashton of New York City, they set their lives aside. They went to every person they could go to, ABC, NBC, across the board, all of the people, and even Fauci and Trump and now Biden. Nobody responded.
There you go. That's what, folks. Thank you, Kelly. Folks, God bless you. See you tomorrow night. Just you and I tomorrow night. Have a great night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.